The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we probably will talk a little bit about the Rockets, and the weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, at least for the first 2 hours today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L. At Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Thursday. It's a beautiful day outside. The weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun today. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports, sports, sports. What's going on with you?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah?
A lot of sports happening.
Little change going on here in the studio.
Yeah, I know. You're never a fan of that.
You guys know how I feel about change, yet we continue to make them.
Well, we're not at our final resting place on how we're going to be doing this new desk.
And I don't think so. I think the way it's set now, the lights won't be in your face.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Okay, you know what else isn't in my face? You. I have to, like, crane my neck all the way around to see John.
You can sit next to Fred.
No, that would be...
No,
that would be...
inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
Fred could sit here and I could move to his spot.
No.
Because here's the other problem.
I kind of like where I am.
Here's the other problem. I'd have to turn all the way around to see the phone call screen, and Fred can't read the phone call screen.
Well, actually, I've got a much better view of it now, so it might work.
The microphone problem you were having yesterday has suddenly migrated to my microphone, which makes me think that there's some sort of shenanigans going on with who got what microphone here.
Well, keep in mind, we've got a bunch of knuckleheads that come on before us.
And they switch everything around.
Yeah. And
just leave it alone. Like, and I think Moochie Norris was using my headphones.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I've given you a solution
for
that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you up on that, actually.
So, because I was complaining the other day that my new headphones wouldn't fit in my bag. It's like, well, why do I need to bring them anywhere? I actually have an office now. I can just stick them in the drawer in my office. So, I still don't like these, though. I'm getting new ones. I was going to go today, but I actually, you know, I'm trying to do the be healthy thing, and so I was in the gym, and you know, this was my last day of heavy lifting for the week, and it went a little slower than I had hoped, so I didn't have time when I got out, but you know, got through it. Tomorrow's just a little biking, and then Saturday I'm running a 5K down here, assuming the weather doesn't
good for you
blow up. It's actually right across the street over at West End is where it starts, so haven't done a 5K in a while, and I just kind of feel like, I've been doing 10s. And I just thought, you know what? I'm feeling really good physically right now. This one happens to come up. Let me see what kind of time I can put up. Go out and just blast through it.
Yeah.
So if I suck, I'm going to go on a whole Saturday and drink all day.
Okay.
And if I do really well, I'm probably going to drink all day.
Hey, it's a win-win.
Exactly. Exactly. What you got going on?
Like today?
In general, yeah.
Not a whole lot, honestly. I went and got some. I've been eating healthy all week long.
Yeah,
and then I was driving home. I was driving in to work from the gym, or I was about to leave the gym, and I called my wife, and she asked if I could stop in Tomball, which is not the way I normally would drive to work.
Kind of a different direction.
Yeah, but that's okay. And she asked if I could go to Tejas and get some pastrami. So I wasn't one. I was weak. And I said yes, and I went in and I got a delicious Reuben, and got her a pastrami sandwich, and maybe got myself a chocolate truffle. But that made my day better. It brightened my day, Fred. It brightened my day. The little things in life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Got they make their mustard in house and Russian dressing and sauerkraut.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
well, I actually not accept the sauerkraut. I'm not a sauerkraut.
I usually am not a sauerkraut fan either, but on a Reuben, it's right. It goes with the pastrami. It fits.
Okay. So, let's talk Rockets, man.
we kind of said that it was a possibility that the Rockets would come out and make a statement last night.
Cover the spread is what I said.
Cover the spread. And boy, did they. Timberwolves just didn't look like they belonged on the floor with them last night.
Second quarter basically was the ball game.
First quarter wasn't great.
No, well, the first quarter they were terrible. And the fact that they were only down five, that's where I was, I can't remember who I was texting back and forth with about it, but it's like, man, if they're only down five after that, this thing's going to get out of hand in a hurry. And then I didn't know it was going to be Gerald Green coming off the bench and hitting all the threes, but you know, frankly, they weren't that great at three. They were around 30% again. James Harden was you might have thought that was a game seven against somebody good the way he played, but for them to win by 20, and you know, Karl Anthony Towns, remember we said yesterday, oh, he can't be any worse than he was in game one. Well, he was worse.
Yeah,
5 points. He got 5 points in like the first 2 minutes, and then just disappeared.
Just nothing.
So I think that's that bodes really well for the Rockets moving forward.
Jeff Teague couldn't have been much worse than he was. I mean, he was a turnover machine. He looked lost out there, couldn't figure things out. And Jimmy Butler looks very, I don't want to say tentative,
well,
but he looks banged up.
And that's kind of what when I did my five observations from the game last night for SportsMap on SportsMap.com. Check it out. That was one of the five, was Jimmy Butler doesn't look right.
Right.
And whether he was flexing his shoulder at times, his knee didn't look right. He doesn't look like Jimmy Butler. And, you know, when you're hurt, it can really affect your game. It takes away little things here and there. And to me, I think he's still beat up. I think he's probably about 80%, and that's not going to be good enough to keep this team in the series with the Rockets.
No. Well, like I said, the fact that they won by 20 on a day where James Harden played like Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
Or
Eric
thing.
Gordon.
Yeah. Well, the great thing was Gerald Green played like James Harden.
Yeah.
And that sort of made up for it.
Well, but Chris Paul was really good.
Chris Paul was very good. Trevor Ariza was good. Like we said, there has to be someone besides James Harden step up. And I didn't mean that James Harden could just lay down.
Right.
But it was nice.
But you know what? That was okay to see. The fact that he was that bad and they won by 20.
Yeah. Really, the rest of the starters all played well, and PJ Tucker didn't fill up the stat line, but he played well on the defensive end. Ariza was better. Capella, again, not a ton of points.
He sure scored when you got him the ball, though.
Yeah, dominated the boards, and Chris Paul looked a little more Chris Paul-y than he did in the first game. So if they're winning by 20 now, imagine what happens when James Harden and Chris Paul have a good night on the same night.
Yeah,
it could get ugly.
Yeah, and it's just, we were saying all along, this is a bad matchup for the Timberwolves. And I kind of think if they were going to win one, it was going to be game one. The one thing I didn't include in my five that I should have was just how good the Rockets were on defense last night.
They were.
And Harden, as bad as he was shooting the basketball, came up with some big defensive plays. Paul was really good on defense. They just, you know, they just shut that team down, basically. And I think, you know, obviously game three, first game that they've had there in a whole bunch of years, it's going to be hopping. But I kind of see the same thing happening. I see the Timberwolves coming out in the first quarter all fired up. And I just don't think the Rockets are going to be as bad in the first quarter again. It's going to be close enough to where once the game settles down, they just can't keep up with the Rockets. They can't trade twos for threes, which is kind of what's happening here. And then once the Rockets got up and the T-Wolves were trying to play at their pace, and that's the other thing, man, that there were times this was just plain ugly. Neither team could make a basket. But when you're up 12 and the Timberwolves are trying to play your game, it's going to get out of hand. They just can't do it. They don't have the horses to get up and down the floor and shoot threes with you. And I think all that came out last night. And the Rockets, I'm not going to say they look good, because they don't look anywhere near where, you know, they're going to need to be. But they won by 20 points. So that's a good sign.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Any thoughts on the other games last night?
I didn't watch the other games. I ended up.
What?
I decided I didn't care.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess probably the proper sports radio guy thing to do would just be pretend like I watched them and I was really interested. I caught like the last 3 or 4 minutes of the Cavs Pacers game.
Well, yeah, I was a little surprised that you didn't watch your beloved LeBron.
Yeah,
especially the first quarter.
Yeah, I missed it. We were on the air when he was blowing up,
yeah.
And by the time I got home and got settled, the game was almost over.
And the other game was on the same time as the Rockets, so you're not going to be watching that.
But it went about how I thought it would go. It was another close game. This time the Jazz won. Like I said, I think that's going to be a really back-and-forth, really close series.
Yeah, I kind of like the Jazz to win the series, but I did beforehand, but I don't think it's going to go seven, I think. It's going to come down to the six or seven games for sure. But, I didn't get a chance to watch either one of those. I did see a little of your Astros, flipped over to that, and then, of course, they're playing today.
Yeah.
They're clinging to a 4-0 lead here in the fifth.
Clinging.
Yes, clinging away. So, John,
they changed up the lineup a little today.
They did.
Altuve batting second. Bregman down to five or six in the order. They just changed it up a little bit. Gattis cleanup, which is, well, I mean, you're going to bump this guy up in the order the way he's hitting? I don't know.
Well, it's not like you could bump down everybody who's not hitting.
Yes, you can.
Because there's nobody to put up there.
I'm guessing you guys didn't catch the triple play.
We did not. I did not.
So,
I was
Gattis, there were men on first and second. And Gattis grounded to third, got tagged third, threw second, and Gattis thought there was one out when he hit the ground ball.
No.
So Gattis got to first and then put his head down, rounded, and started going back to the pitcher's mound, and they called him out.
He
looked back at first base, and he was like, oh, crap. And then he knew that he was out. So that was the triple play.
Boy, when you're hitting one something, that's about the worst thing that can
happen.
Not fair.
He's hitting 207.
Oh, okay. Was that before today's
game?
No,
that's as of right now because, you know, ESPN updates his box scores as they go.
Okay.
So don't you put that evil on Evan Gattis.
Don't you besmirch his name.
That's Marwin Gonzalez's evil.
Okay.
That's Jake Mariznick's evil.
And then I think two balls hit towards Kyle Seager, ricocheted off his glove. And so it was a little weird there. And then both pitchers got hit. Or I guess the pitcher for the Mariners, it kind of nicked off the glove, and then Charlie Morton got hit in the elbow. And then Carlos Correa fouled a ball off his knee.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like we've missed a hell of a lot in four innings here.
And then last inning, Jose Altuve, bases clearing a double. So bases were loaded, and he drove in three.
Yeah, he's got the 2-0-1-3 line today. So 4-0 Astros, and that one is in the bottom of the fifth with two outs. Chuck Morton on the mound, six strikeouts so far, two hits and 4 2/3.
Man, he's having a season so far.
He is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you get a chance, check out sportsmap.com today. Some good stuff. John Granato says for the Astros, it should be Tucker time.
Does John Granato pay attention to Tucker Statlin?
He says that maybe he was focusing more on what he did in the spring, thinking that maybe he's just not motivated because he thought he was going to be in the big team. But I'll say this, spring stats are relatively meaningless.
Mariznick was pretty good in the spring, wasn't he?
Yeah. I don't pay any attention to spring stats. Yeah. I'm okay with leaving him down there right now and letting things play out. It's not like, let him show you he can do something down there, and then I'm all for it. But I want to see him hitting 310 and start banging the ball out of the yard. So I respectfully disagree, but he makes a good case. That's on SportsMap.
Okay. It's his prerogative.
Yeah. It's all right. That's what I want. I want good opinions on there. Whether I agree with him or not is not important. I have five thoughts on the game last night that I posted right after. It's still up there. We got a draft preview with Robin Carlin and Lance Zierlein, a video on Cortland Sutton of SMU. We have AJ Hinch was on Charlie Polillo today, so we have a little story and some audio on that. Got our weekly soccer report. I know you want to read that one. And we've got the Rockets Wolves game 2 recap from Paul Muth. So plenty of good stuff on Sports Map. Pretty soon we'll have Josh's latest mock draft up, and then probably Lance critiquing him again. That was a lot of fun. I didn't get a chance to watch the Cavs game, but it sounded like LeBron was nuts in the first quarter, basically destroying them, and then they just kind of held on and took care of business.
Yep.
So I didn't see enough of it to be able to judge much from it, but I still think the Cavs are going to win that series.
I tend to think so, too.
But speaking of LeBron, and we never really got around to this, where he was threatening to sue Alabama over some shop talk concept. Did you see that a company in Michigan's filing a lawsuit against him, claiming his digital map media platform stole the idea? Adventure Enterprises suing Uninterrupted, which was co-founded by James and Maverick Carter, for use of the shop talk concept. The Detroit-based company claims it shared the idea with Nix from 2014 to 2016, identifying her as an employee of Uninterrupted. First off, can I just throw this out there? The idea of a barbershop talk show is not original.
Didn't Brutus the Barber Beefcake used to do that on Wrestling, Jong?
I'm a little too young for Brutus, but I think so.
Like when I was a kid, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty were the Rockers.
Yeah.
And they were on Brutus the Barber Beefcake's show, his barbershop show. And then Shawn Michaels super kicked Marty Jannetty and threw him through the windshield or threw him through a window. And that's when Shawn Michaels became really famous and Marty Jannetty became a footnote in his on his Wikipedia page.
So Brutus the Barber should sue LeBron.
He could, conceivably. I'm just saying. I don't know what kind of financial situation Brutus the Barber's in right now.
Yeah, I bet it's not as good as LeBron's.
I bet it's not.
In fact, if this were What Are the Odds Wednesday, I would say 0.0.
Yeah.
But first off,
how lucrative can a wrestling barber job be?
First off, let's stop suing people over ideas that are fairly common.
Right.
I mean, that is, I'm sorry, but the idea of a talk show in a barbershop, that's not original. It's not. Just like the idea of doing a talk show in a bar. Not original.
Doing a talk show in a radio studio. Completely unoriginal. But let's not sue each other over it.
I think our society has gotten silly. And some of the stuff that people come after you for, it's just ridiculous. And it's just another one. But, so now he's getting sued for... suing somebody over an idea he stole anyway.
Yeah, lame.
Maybe you shouldn't be so litigious.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, just because the name is similar. Shop Talk, that makes perfect sense if you're having a show in a barbershop. Bar Talk makes perfect sense if you're having one in a bar. LeBron's Bar Talk.
What about Barn Talk? Has anyone done a show in a barn?
I would get some cows in the background. Some horses.
I think that's an original plan.
Okay, so here's what we do. John, the show's technically copyrighted once we say something like this, right? So we have the idea for Barn Talk. So now if anyone decides they're going to do a talk show in a barn with cows and horses in the background, we are going to sue them. There.
Yeah.
They stole our idea.
Well, don't we have to do the barn talk? Like, don't we have to get it started?
No, this was our idea. They stole our idea. Actually, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to go ahead and tell the people, if you want to do that idea, you go right ahead. We'll give it to you. Barn talk, you can have it.
For $20.
No, not even for $20.
I want $20. You didn't come up with the idea. I did. Now you're just trying to say, well, we can have it for free.
Well, I know, but I was the one who put it on the copyright so that you could get paid for it. But I think
I just want $20.
I think that's wrong. I think they should be able. Listen, if people want to, if they want to do a porno in a barn, yeah, you should get paid for that.
I didn't even come up with that idea.
Well, I did. So now there you go.
But why should I get paid for the idea that you just came up with?
Now, see, that's what everybody's trying to do, right? They're all trying to get paid for other people's ideas.
It's so muddled here.
Yeah, just do your own thing. And the reality is, like, let's say five people come up with the exact same idea for a show. Well, you know what? Four of those are going to suck. One of them will probably be good. And that person is going to wind up being famous, and the other four are going to sue them because they had the same idea and they just weren't as talented. That's what we become. That's our society now. Congratulations. I'd rather just say, you know what? Pretty good idea. Let's go with it. So, somebody says apparently it's been done. Hee-haw.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about hee-haw.
Damn, we'd get sued by a bunch of dead old cowboy people.
Yep.
That wouldn't be cool.
Yeah, we can't have that.
And so MTV had a show 10 years ago that was in a barbershop. Yeah, I mean, it's not like that's something that, oh, wow. I have news for you. Most things have been done. Almost everything out there has been done. It's just you put your own spin on it, and the people who are successful, they wind up getting sued. The ones who aren't, nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee you that Bob Shop Talk in Laredo didn't quite take off. He's not getting sued.
No.
LeBron doesn't care about that. He's got four people listening to his podcast, and, you know, they're his parents and girlfriend and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who's listening. So you don't get sued for that. But if Bob's Shop Talk turned into the biggest thing going, well, Bron would go after him.
He would.
That's what people do. Of course, it does keep lawyers in business, but I kind of think it sucks.
I'm with you. I'm against.
Yeah. Some 832 says, sorry guys, mine's going to be Barn Talk with an E on Barn. That makes it original.
Like Harrison Barn Talk?
Barnes, yeah, yeah.
Talk? I don't know.
And get Harrison Barnes to be your... Then it'd be Barnes Talk. Now you're taking it in a totally different direction.
Oh, boy.
You have to have more than one barn then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, this is where it's getting crazy. Back-to-back tour 2018 says everything has been done, usually by The Simpsons.
That's true.
That is true. Now Rob says talk show in a strip club. Guess what? That's been done.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that in Austin? Didn't you do a show for the strip club? Yeah.
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 I got a mentally handicapped man, his first ever lap dance. First time you ever saw boobs.
I remember you telling me about
that. Was that Yellow Rose?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yep. I interviewed him while it was happening.
Did he enjoy it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yellow Rose, that's big time.
Oh,
The one, I'm not going to rat him out, but the one I did a show in wasn't Yellow Rose.
No.
No.
No, I did my show there at a couple strip clubs in Austin. I was on the strip club circuit for a while there.
The one we did, basically the afternoon women at kind of a mid-level bar, they were the stars at this place.
Oh, yeah. There was a place called Joy of Austin that when I'd been doing radio for a couple years, they were like, we want to pay AJ $150. This is when I was doing mornings.
Yeah.
They wanted to pay me $150 to go out and watch Thursday night football. It was college football on Thursday nights back then. And I was like, man, at a strip club, they're going to throw me a free buffet. They threw me some what they called joy bucks, which was basically like free strip club money.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't imagine someone passing up on this gig.
What's the catch?
What's the catch? Yeah. You know, now I don't think I would do it. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be interested in doing that. But you know, how old was I then? I don't even know. I mean, I was probably 24. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. Pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm an old man. What am I going to do at a strip club?
You're also on a point where you can pick and choose a little
exactly.
bit. Jared, what are the odds? Talk, hashtag my idea. It might have been. I don't know who came up with it first. We just ran with it. I don't know where a lot of things come from. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I know you can't be late. I could just leave it wrong.
And you can't make it right. I'm going to take... To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Did you see who's not going to be doing Monday Night Football?
Jay Leno.
No Jay Leno. No.
Told you.
No A.J. Hoffman. No Fred Fowler. No John Lee. And no Brett Favre.
Ron Harper.
Actually, I think that would be entertaining. Maybe to you and me. Maybe no one else, but... No, And I think somebody just hit a home run for the Astros. So that is now
5-0.
5-0.
Stassi.
Max Stassi.
Man, that kid's playing well, man.
Yeah.
Better watch out, Evan Gattis.
Telling you.
I actually like that they're throwing him out there when McCann's sitting instead of Gattis because defensively.
He's actually a catcher.
Yeah. Like, he's the best defensive catcher on the team. Right now, McCann's the best hitter on the team, so you can't really not play him. But
he's old. You got to give him days off.
Yeah, and especially like day game after a night game, they're always going to play Stassi, and I like it because he's the best of what they've got.
Well, and if he's going to add some offense like that,
exactly,
and he's hitting the ball.
Let's play this game.
I'm starting to say, well, what do you need Evan Gattis for?
Mariznick's up to bat.
Ooh. Okay, over under on number of pitches for him to strike
out. What's his line for the day?
He's 0 for 2.
0 for 2 with strikeouts? Or
I know he struck out the last time he was at bat.
Yeah, I didn't actually look to see how many times he struck out, but Mariznick, 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. I'm going to go 6 pitches. We've already had one thrown.
Okay.
He strikes out in 6 pitches.
Oh, it's 1 and 1.
I'm going to go 7 pitches. Okay. I think he's going to maybe foul a couple off.
All right, Jong?
I'll go 5.
Okay.
Oh no!
He made contact. It's a fly ball to center.
Oh, well done. Well,
yeah. Hey.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Look at him. He's improving his percentage.
Yeah. 0 for 10 for the series.
Well, he's 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts, but he did not strike out there.
That's right.
He knocked the tar out of that pop up.
Shows what we know.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Brett Favre. He tweeted out that he said wanted to clear something up from today's press on me and ESPN. Truth is, I had a good meeting about possibly joining the MNF crew. I was intrigued when they called, yet not sure I want to pursue a broadcasting career right now. I wish them the best of luck in a great season, Brett. From what I understand, the reason he doesn't want to pursue a broadcasting career is because his tryout was awful.
Oh.
I mean, epically awful, apparently.
Well, I'm still trying.
Yeah, so that's the old save face move. But, the reports were coming out, and a bunch of people were like, oh, my God, this will, because they were hoping it would work. But, 713-780-ESPN. You know what I haven't done is check to see how this new kind of arrangement looks on the live stream.
Oh, no, we haven't.
Because, I've kind of been...
Is the live stream actually live yet?
It's not for the public.
Okay.
But, yes, you can watch it.
When's the plan to get that going?
Well, I'd hoped it would be by the end of this week.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that's going to happen because they're going to move the cameras. They're going to put one against that wall.
Okay.
And they're going to put one behind AJ. Like up near the top, so if there's a guest coming in, it can be pointed towards the guest, and then they're gonna put some stuff around the back there, like a backdrop.
Okay, but we're gonna have soft lights though, right? We're not gonna have those things that were in our face.
I don't know. I think so. They were trying to get new lights.
Okay, this is actually because this angle, all I see is the back of AJ's head on here.
This is what you guys wanted.
Well, no, it's not what I wanted. It's not really the way I wanted, but it looks good, but. It's too much of me.
Yeah, that's the featured. Problem. Yeah. What's the delay here?
The delay, I'm going to guess about 35 to 40 seconds.
Okay. Let me know when that pops up.
Yeah, we'll be counting that down. So I'm going to save this for next segment because I think I need a little room for it. But I actually have, I'm actually going to do a little bit of a rant today.
Okay.
About something that I find very irritating.
Okay. Is it people changing around the arrangement of your studio at work?
No, it's nothing like that.
Someone took a dump on your desk?
No one took a dump on my... That was you?
The other thing is...
There he goes. Your hand just went up.
Okay, so they're probably saying, well, the only reason we see AJ like that is because of the way he's sitting, because he's sitting facing Fred.
But actually, from the way it's set up, it would be total profile shot at best.
At best.
Yeah, so I mean, they haven't got the cameras the way they need to be yet. That's the issue.
And typically, I like to be able to look at you when we talk.
Yeah, because I know when you're going to stop and things like that. And, but it's going to be cool. Just trust me.
We'll see. We'll see if it's cool. All right, guys, got to tell you about Dirt Free. Spring pollen and other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your house through your dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. You can get a jump on allergy season right now. With Dirt Free Carpets Cleaning's Spring Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free is going to clean 3 rooms for $100, and they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water. They're leaving behind soap. They're leaving behind unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make you sick, can make your family sick, can make your pets sick. You don't want that. Dirt Free doesn't give you that. They just give you a clean floor without all the chemicals because they've got the best technology in the game. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now at 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out sportsmap.com. Greatest website in the history of the known universe. Lots of good stuff on there. And we'll have lots of good stuff coming tomorrow, including A.J. Hoffman.
I'll be there.
So, I'm still not sure how I'm going to handle the Saturday Night Rockets game because Saturday is my one day to actually get drunk this week, so
do it drunk.
Nah.
It's an interesting concept.
Well, it is an interesting concept, and it is one that we are going to pursue, but not in writing. I can't write when I'm drunk. But all right, so I don't even know if I should get into this because it's just going to piss a bunch of people off, and I don't really care. I like to read USA Today, and they have some columnists. Some I can take, some I can leave. By the way, it looks like a double play. Nope, safe at first. Charlie Morton's about to pitch seven innings in this thing, which is yet another deep run for the pitchers, by the way.
He's been phenomenal.
Well, they've all pitched in the seventh and the eighth this time around.
And it's super promising because you got a decent start from a better than decent start from McCullers.
McCullers was terrific. Than decent.
Keuchel's last start was much better than he's been. And then the other three guys, Morton, Verlander, and Cole, really haven't even looked beatable so far this year. So that's the good thing.
I like Garrett Cole, man. He's going to have a hell of a season.
He is good.
That was a good pickup for them.
Yep.
Anyway, so USA Today has this columnist, and I don't like to dog out other people in the business.
Just do it, man.
I don't, but it might be the most cliched, unoriginal bull bleep I've ever read.
Okay.
And that's saying a lot. And here's the headline: No place in the NFL for cheerleaders in 2018. Now, let me preface this by saying I don't really care whether or not NFL teams have cheerleaders or not.
I could take them or leave them.
I could leave them. I've never gone to a game and said, oh, look, cheerleaders. I'm watching the game. The only time I ever notice them is when TV shoves them in your face.
Yep.
Coming back from break, which they do at least three or four times.
And when we used to be asked to be to interview them.
Right.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, for a variety of reasons. But yeah, and now first off, we talk about things that aren't original. The idea of writing this column, not original.
Yeah.
It's been done a bunch of times. But this is what drives me nuts is, well, the only reason I read it, she starts off talking about the Texans. So I thought it was a Texans-related story.
Right.
It says the Texans aren't even bothering with the pretense. On their website is a photo gallery of the finalists from last weekend's cheerleader tryouts, and visitors are encouraged to vote for their favorites. Are these action shots of the women that highlight their athletic ability or dance skills? Do they include a list of their qualifications? Of course not. They're headshots. Sorry, head and chest shots. Close-up ones at that.
Well, I mean, go ahead. I don't want to be insensitive here.
Be insensitive because I'm about to be very insensitive.
I mean, do you think people? That's like it's like wanting to know more about cheerleaders, like and see them in. I don't know if they want to see them in what evening gown wear or what they expect to see them in, but that's like. I really can't. I don't know how to put this properly. It's like going to Hooters and trying to have a deep conversation with a Hooters girl about something right. other than chicken wings or her body.
Well,
it's just I'd go somewhere else.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I know that sounds insensitive, but I've got a point here that I'm going to get to. And here's another paragraph that just made me want to throw up. Is it any wonder the underlying premise of NFL cheerleaders is degrading, presenting women as nothing more than objects to be leered at, With skimpy suggestive outfits as their uniform, their only purpose is to titillate. Which, by the way, I probably have read that paragraph from other people 400 times.
Okay.
You're really original there, Nancy. But here's where it starts getting, it starts pissing me off. She goes into all her bit about how demeaning it is and blah, blah, blah. And the one Dolphins cheerleader who complained because, and then the other one who, you know, got in trouble because she was fraternizing with players. And, oh, they can't fraternize with players and it's on them to stop it. All of that. Whatever, you want to make that argument, very dumb. But this is where it gets me. This is where I finally start going, okay, you are just... And it's always been an appalling message to send. And in this hashtag MeToo era, there's no longer any place for it. So basically, now you have just equated being a cheerleader. So if a cheerleader comes in here, AJ, and she looks really hot because she's an NFL cheerleader... Suddenly, we're going to want to harass her.
Yes.
Because it's the Me Too era.
That's essentially what they're saying.
So you're not even allowed to look now.
Right. Don't look at cheerleaders. That's not what they're there for.
No.
Cheerleaders are there for something other than to be looked at.
And here's...
They just want to celebrate, guys. They want to celebrate without you looking at them.
And then... Yeah, well,
so stupid.
This is.
But honestly, if he would have just left it at the NFL doesn't need cheerleaders in 2018, he would have been right.
Well, she. It's a she.
Oh, it's a she. Of course.
No, I agree. I don't think there's any need for him. But
who wrote this? Sarah Spain?
No, Nancy Armour. Who? Okay. I can't remember the last time I read something of hers that I thought was compelling. But here's the other thing that she brings up. So first off, you brought up Me Too, right?
Right.
You've turned this into a Me Too thing. Then she's also talking about the history of domestic violence in the NFL is another reason why you shouldn't have cheerleaders. And I can't tell you how insulting this is. Yeah, oh my God, the cheerleader looks hot. I think I'm going to go punch her.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling us, lady. All right, first off, this is what irritates me. I mean, I agree with her point that they don't belong. But to basically grab the two biggest push-button topics and say that's why you don't have cheerleaders is dumb. That is just dumb. And I'm also sick and tired of these people who, you know, who basically claim to be the voice. Like, she's claiming to be the voice of all women by saying it's demeaning.
Well, she is.
Well, guess what?
She's got a platform.
For No, but guess what, though? She's not. Okay? She's not the voice of all women. And by the way, we all don't have the same skills, Nancy. Some people, you know what? Some people are really intellectual and very smart and can do things that way. Some people are attractive and want to take advantage of that. And you know what? I'm not saying... It's great, but there's a lot of those cheerleaders who've gone on and used that to do public speaking, to go on and because they're attractive, that gets them something, that gets them into a door. Well, guess what? Yeah, maybe to them it's not demeaning.
Yeah.
Maybe if you got a nice job, and maybe because you go out and do charity stuff in the public with kids and things like that, you know, maybe they actually enjoy that. Maybe it's not demeaning to them. So it's demeaning to you.
When you say Nancy...
Yeah.
It sounds like you're demeaning her because her name's Nancy.
I kind of am. It's not because of the name.
Nancy.
But this is, and everybody does this and it drives me nuts. It's like, I'm going to be the voice of this. And, you know, so I'm going to bring up all this stuff. Guess what? We're not all the same, Nancy. We're not. You know what? I am not an attractive man. I know that. But guess what? I have some attractive qualities that have nothing to do with looks.
Right.
And so I'm proud of those. I play those up. Some people are extremely funny. They play that up. Some people are extremely intellectual. Some people are extremely attractive. They want to play that up. That's their right.
That's like me.
No. I
funny, intellectual, and good looking.
No, I wasn't looking at you when I was saying that.
But, I thought you were just describing me blatantly. But okay. We can move on.
No. But I wish people would quit trying to tell everybody how they're supposed to feel or how they're supposed to think. So, okay, if you want to go and talk to the cheerleaders and say, hey, I believe this is demeaning and here's why, and a couple of them say, you know what, you're right, I'm out of here. But what if a couple of them say, you know what, I'm enjoying this. I like this. I'm going to keep doing it.
I got to be honest. Like, these are grown women.
Exactly. These are not five-year-olds.
If they didn't want to be there, they wouldn't be there. Exactly. We've talked to them before. They make, like, literally no money. They all have to have other jobs.
But it opens up opportunities for them, though, and that's why they do it.
Other opportunities to do what, Fred? Model, things like that's what they're looking to
do. model, act.
Yeah.
Leave some, these women of them, some want to get into our business. Some of them want to do public speaking. Some of them want to be whatever. It gives them some training. It gives them an opportunity. And you know what? I don't think we need them. I don't care. From my perspective, I don't care. I'm there to watch football and football only. But, you know, if the teams are going to have them, great. I think they're there for television because television just loves showing them. But I just wish we would quit trying to judge people on, you know, and be the judge of everybody based on what we think. Like everybody has to follow along. Nobody should. My opinion is my opinion. I don't speak for everybody.
Yeah.
You don't speak for everybody. I mean, you throw out some ideas and you hope people like them.
A lot of people. I speak for the common man. I speak for the broken and the poor.
See, I don't speak for anybody. I speak to them.
I also speak for the black man. That's a official title that I've received once.
Yeah, I saw that on your Wikipedia page. Yeah. But I would just say I'll go back to the 95%, 5% thing. 95% of the people out there have something really beautiful about them. It may be that they're attractive outwardly. It may be that they're really generous people, that they'll do anything for you. It may be that they just want to help people. And you know what? Whatever that is, and if that makes you happy having it, do it. Don't let Nancy Armour tell you not to do something.
It's true.
Because she doesn't seem very happy to me.
I'm going to look up what Nancy Armour looks like.
I knew you would get to that. But I mean, that's the job, right? You're supposed to look good in a uniform. That's the job. It's just like, guess what? I'm not going to get recruited for Thunder Down Under. Not going to happen. I accept that. I mean, I could do the Aussie accent, but the rest of it, you know, the actual looking good thing, not going to happen.
I'm just going to pretend like I didn't look up Nancy Armour because it'll just go sour for me.
Well, but see, that's... I don't want to get into that and because
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get into that.
It is kind of... It's chicken bleep. It's such an awful column. I mean, it's so cliched. It's like, let's take this topic that's been done to death before and try to equate it with sexual assault and harassment and domestic violence. So, anyway, that's my rant. I wish people would... You know, well, we'll never get to where we can actually have a conversation about something without it being just pure. This is just crap. But I'd have a conversation with her about it because I don't think they're necessary.
But you know what? Here's the other thing. The other side of that is how many teams have been sued recently because they're not getting enough money? Like cheerleaders are suing because they're not getting enough money. Like, okay, yeah. Well, here's an idea. If you don't like the amount of money you're getting, you just let us know.
Do something else.
Let us know, and we'll gladly remove you from the cheerleading team. What are they going to do, unionize?
Mm.
I mean, that's like me working at McDonald's and going, man, this is BS that this is the kind of money I'm making at McDonald's. I should get more.
Well, guess what?
And then suing McDonald's.
You know what? We got some people out there that aren't making very much money trying to get in the radio business.
Oh,
but
boy.
That's a sacrifice all of us made at
absolutely.
One point. And guess what? It if it works out, it leads you somewhere.
That's right.
And yeah, was it fun living in my car and not getting paid crap? And sometimes not even getting paid because our former company used us as we weren't even contract labor. We were basically vendors. And so when they started going bankrupt, guess who didn't get paid? Did I just walk off and do something else? No, I stayed on air until I got paid because I wanted to do this. And yeah, it sucked. But guess what? That's life. And I do want to mention that one of our former interns here was a Texans cheerleader. Now she's doing really well.
Yeah.
Trying to get in our business.
Yeah. In our business, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, there's pros and cons to it. I get it. I get that. But it's just like any other job. Like, you're going to be, like, when you decide to be a professional cheerleader, I feel like you're sort of accepting that dudes are going to gawk at you because you're going to be in good shape, you're going to be pretty, and you're going to be out in front of a lot of people wearing a skimpy outfit. That's just kind of part of the gig. You know what I mean? It's like the, you know, like on Bourbon Street or even on 6th Street, sometimes you'll be at a bar and they'll have girls walking around in bikini tops trying to sell you Jello shots or something like that. And everybody else, all the other employees in the bar are wearing a full shirt. And there's this one girl who's wearing a bikini top while she tries to walk person to person to sell them Jello shots.
Usually her name is Candy.
Do you think it's a coincidence that that girl who's going out and trying to sell things to people unsolicited, why she would be wearing a different costume than the guy standing behind the bar who's waiting for people to come to him and ask for drinks? Because when you're trying to, that's the job. You've got to do something to appeal to these people if you want that job. I think every cheerleader kind of understands that to some degree, whether or not they want to admit it. And it's not just cheerleaders. I mean, that it goes down to a lot of jobs for women. And is that fair? I don't know. But I mean, if it isn't fair, let's do this. Let's start putting let's start putting the girls at Twin Peaks in, you know, in like long johns and flannel full flannel shirts that cover everything and see how long that business model lasts.
Listen, the reality is there are some jobs, and not just for women, where you have to be attractive if you're going to do them.
Yeah.
If you're going to do television, you can't look like me. It's just on a regular, I mean, they can make you up and cover up a lot of flaws. But the reality is you have to, you know, there are jobs that's a requirement. And this is one of them. And, you know, that doesn't mean hashtag Me Too, and it doesn't mean domestic violence. And I think bringing that kind of crap in to try to make your point is it basically makes you look like a total dickweed.
Like a dumb.
Yeah. And I don't think she's a dumb. I just think she wrote a really dumb column.
All right. You know what's not dumb? Triangle Energy. You know why? Because unlike some other guys, they're giving you what the up front they told you they were going to give you. They offer you a rate. That's the rate you pay. You know, there's no, they're not trying to reel you in with a gimmick like free weekends or free days or something like that. And sometimes you might fall for that gimmick. You might say, oh, that sounds like a good deal, and sign up for it. And then turns out later on you realize, wait a minute, they've changed my rate. Or suddenly there's fees on my bill. Not the case with Triangle. They keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN will save you some additional money. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.